This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. And on this Wednesday morning, to take a look at what's been happening in the overnight trade from the CME Group in Chicago, a couple of quick headlines. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley now says one of his goals in the lame duck session of Congress is to see a tax extenders bill that would include returning the Section 179 deduction to $500,000 for business equipment, including farm machinery. Grassley said leaders of key committees in Congress are negotiating on a possible tax extender package at this time. The national average basis for corn was unchanged at 38 cents under the December futures contract last night, with the DTN corn index for cash prices 5 cents higher, $3.36 a bushel across the nation. Basis for soybeans a penny stronger at 56 cents under the January futures contract, and the DTN national soybean index was 39 cents higher at $10.08. Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast for the growing regions. On the phone line is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. It's another crisp day across the Midwest, and we're probably going to stay in this mode for a little while longer. I expect to see a reinforcing shot of colder air to come across the region as we get into the late weekend, early part of next week, and that's when the majority of the Midwest will likely get involved with the coldest conditions. We'll expect to see the majority of the temperatures at that point in time probably dropping down into some teens and 20s for lows at night. We were already there this morning, and may even see some upper single-digit readings in the northern parts of the region. We still have snow on the ground in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, but everybody else is free of that until we get to the weekend. Looks like Friday into Saturday, we'll likely see some light snow develop across portions of the region. That snow is not expected to be all that impressive, except in maybe a few areas in parts of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, a few areas in southern Iowa, and maybe a part of Illinois. Might get upwards to a couple of inches of snowfall out of the event, and there's a chance for a few counties that could get a little bit more than that. I'm not expecting it to be widespread, and as it moves further to the east, it's probably going to diminish quite a bit. And we'll see that second reinforcing shot of cold air coming in right behind that. All that's going to do is just expand the number of days in which we see these very cold temperatures across the region, at least into the first half of next week. And when the colder air finally settles in, which will probably be Monday and Tuesday, we'll likely see the skies clear off finally and we'll be dry again. I'm not expecting a lot of precipitation over this next 5 to 6 days. I think most of the region will be left relatively dry, except for that weekend precipitation event that's coming up. I would expect to see a bigger chance for rain to impact the region, especially from the Mississippi Basin to the east, during two different episodes that come up late next week and going into the following week. So it's a little ways out in the forecast, but both the storm systems that are advertised fit very well with our trend model and also with the some of the medium range forecast models that are out there. So confidence is relatively high. So the relatively quiet weather we're having across the heart of the Midwest right now may end up coming down to an end at some point late next week, probably a week from tomorrow into the following Friday or Saturday, and then a second storm system coming up about 3 days later, both of which will not impact the western Corn Belt in a major way. In the meantime, we do have some hard red winter wheat out there in parts of northwest Kansas and western Nebraska and northeastern Colorado, a little bit vulnerable to some winter kill over the next two or three nights. The majority of the region is not expecting to see any kind of serious damage, but there's some holes out there in the snow cover, and the temperatures will be down close to zero. In South America, everything is still status quo. I think everybody's going to end up picking up on some precipitation at one time or another over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. But with that said, Argentina will probably not see very much quantity of rain, and the same can be said for southern Brazil. Up to this point in time, southern Brazil has been very wet this year, and this drying bias that's underway for the next week to 10 days is not going to have a negative impact unless it prevails beyond the end of this month. And at the moment, I don't think that will be the case. In In the meantime, some of the northern and central parts of Brazil's crop country have been seeing regular occurrences of shower and thunderstorm activity recently. It was relatively dry yesterday, however, and we will be seeing the showers and thunderstorms increasing again as we move forward through these next two or three days. The bottom line is really status quo for both the U.S. and South America. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
A quick look at the marketplace on this Wednesday, November the 12th. Corn futures are up 7.25 in the nearby December at 381. The March up 7, May up 7, and July up 6.5. Next year's December 5.25 higher. Bean futures are up 10.75 in the nearby November at 1077.25. January up 11.75. The July, they're up 12 cents. Next year's November, 11 higher. Bean meal up 11.30. Bean oil, 28 cents higher. Wheat futures in the soft red are 19.5 cents higher. Live cattle futures down about 25 cents. Feeder cattle are off around 80, and lean hogs are up about a dime for the day. On the phone line with us to take these numbers up and look at what happened in Chicago overnight is Bill Gentry. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, the bean market has been on fire. Was yesterday, was bean meal the week before, and the week before that, and again overnight, I think. Although it's backed off just a little bit at this hour. It was up almost 20 cents at one time, at least I saw recently. What happened?
Well, we've definitely had a kind of a squeeze play in the meal. We had really tremendous exports and shipments last week, and we had a little trouble sourcing beans out of the field to help to get the processors fed so that we can get some product on the street. So realistically, there's been a little bit of a squeeze play there. But in the grand scheme of things, we were looking at a 50% retracement for the beans, probably up around 1090 unchanged. That would probably be relevant for both the November and January futures contracts. And we got within striking distance of that. You know, horseshoes and hand grenades within a dime is probably close enough. The other thing, too, is South American meal basis has slipped out a little bit. So if we were this strong up here and we were going to pull some meal out of South America to satisfy short-term need, that basis would probably be firming rather than weakening. So in the grand scheme of things, it looks like we should be getting close to a short to intermediate-term top, especially now that meal's kind of reached into all-time record highs.
Well, the other problem I have reading these numbers is that if it was a squeeze play, it would seem to me that it would be a front-month move only. But really, you've got everything, and I know the front month is trading pretty close with the back months, but everything's above, you know, 1050, 1060 at this point.
You know, and I think squeeze play is probably not the right word. I would say probably the processor is probably not up to speed as far as production is concerned. And realistically, and I think Dave mentioned this on Monday, the fact that maybe we've underestimated overall meal or protein demand globally, this would be some sort of an indication of that. But the futures market might be discounting that particular idea, and it's doing it across the board. But as far as realistically having that sort of a problem, we've got enough beans basically in the chute and probably on the blotter as far as production for South America and us next year. We're probably not going to run out. I think the biggest thing right now is we're trying to even out what that bottom line number is going to be. You know, some guys were thinking it's going to be $500 million next year. Some others think it's going to be $250 to $300 million. This, in anticipation, what we're trying to do is size the crops up, size up our demand, and get the real number, and that's what the trade's doing, probably overshooting slightly to the upside right now.
And finally, and let's only stay with beans. We have just a couple of seconds left.
Sure.
Does this cause you to tell producers to go ahead and open the bin door and make more sales?
Depends on the basis. Yes, I would make sales now. Re-ownership is probably not a strong thing. And also look at your 2015 beans, because at 1050, you know, 1020, 1030 out of the field, that is very attractive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
That Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us here on the closing market report, rather on the opening market report from Illinois Public Media. You are listening, of course, to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. 217-497-2400. 2270.
Here's what the forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area looks like for the day. Partly sunny skies, a high of just 33 degrees. The winds out of the west, northwest at 9 to 11. They'll gust to 17. Cold tonight, down to 20 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 31. Even colder tomorrow night, 17 for the low on Thursday evening. Friday, sunny with a high of 31. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 19. And then on Saturday, partly sunny and 35. Saturday night, we'll go to 24. It's Sunday night when we get really cold, down to 16 degrees on Sunday evening. Again, this is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.
Good morning. President Obama and China's president announced a landmark deal on climate change. The world's two biggest carbon polluters set ambitious new targets. More on Morning Edition from NPR News. George W. Bush's new book about his father touches on an enemy shared by 41 and 43, Saddam Hussein. This hour, the former president on the wars both presidents waged in Iraq. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One of George W. Bush's harshest critics has died. Thomas Young fought in Iraq, was paralyzed by a bullet, and then became the public face of opposition to the war. Also, the Supreme Court hears a case on gerrymandering and whether Alabama drew districts based on party or race. It's Wednesday, November 12th. Sportscaster Al Michaels is 70. News is next.